Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, February 17th, 2014, and today is also President's Day here in America, as we now celebrate what used to be Washington's birthday by calling it President's Day and making a federal holiday out of it. Many people have a day off today. They're off work, but this podcaster labors on high above the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. This year is the 50th anniversary of President Johnson's 1964 election against Barry Goldwater. So I will bring President's Day to you with a walk down memory lane as we talk about the tumultuous years of LBJ's presidency. Mr. Johnson served less than 24 months of President Kennedy's term, so he was eligible for a second term in 1968, but he did not run for a second term, as we will see later. This comes to light from an attempt by President's daughter, President Johnson's youngest daughter, that is, Lucy Baines Johnson, now 66 years old, to resurrect and elevate her father's legacy and establish that he should be honored for what he did domestically, for his domestic programs, and not be simply remembered for Vietnam. Her efforts were reported on the front page of Sunday's New York Times, that's yesterday, entitled "Rescuing a Vietnam Casualty, Johnson's Legacy." Nobody wanted that war less than Lyndon Johnson, she said. That's a direct quote. Nobody wanted that war less than Lyndon Johnson. But we will analyze that statement in this podcast to see if it is actually true or not. When President Johnson took office, President Kennedy had 16,000 military advisors in the nation of Vietnam and had issued an order to begin recalling them, starting with 1,000 to come home by the end of that month, November 1963. Upon being sworn in after President Kennedy's assassination, President Johnson quickly withdrew that order, and on November 26, 1963, Johnson expanded the numbers and roles of American military following the Gulf of Tonkin incident. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution gave the president the right to use military force without consulting Congress. We've heard that one before, haven't we? And we know now, and Johnson later admitted, that it was all based on a lie. By the end of 1964, when Johnson ran against Goldwater, there were 23,000 American troops in Vietnam. U.S. casualties for 1964 totaled 1,278 dead. Johnson then began involving U.S. troops directly in the ground war when U.S. combat troops began arriving in March 1965. By 1968, over 550,000 Americans were in Vietnam and over 5 million rotated through that country during the entire U.S. involvement, with almost 60,000 dead. During 1967 and 68, Americans were being killed at an average of 1,000 per month. Johnson's Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, who after the war was quoted as saying it was all a mistake, said that privately Johnson cursed the war and assailed the, quote, bunch of commies running the New York Times for their anti-war reporting. Johnson believed that America could not afford to lose the war and appear weak in the eyes of the world, and yet at the same time his advisors were telling him repeatedly that America could not win the war using his chosen tactics. Johnson escalated the war effort month after month from 1964 to 68, and American deaths rose accordingly. In 2 weeks in May of 1968 alone, America suffered 1,800 dead and 18,000 wounded. After the Tet Offensive of January 1968, Johnson's presidency was dominated and doomed by the war. Considering the information that I have mentioned, is his daughter's statement that nobody wanted the war less than Lyndon Johnson really true? You can decide for yourself, folks. But eventually, virtually everyone turned against the president's handling of the war. Even Walter Cronkite started reporting the war after Tet as unwinnable. The hawks in both parties, the Democrats and Republican hawks, were upset that Johnson would not order an invasion of North Vietnam. See, America was not used to losing wars at that time. Johnson voiced concern that Communist China would invade as they did in Korea, and concern that Russia would attack in Western Europe. See, we were very close to World War II at that time. It was still on people's minds and very close to Korea. American troops in Germany were there to prevent a Russian invasion of Western Europe, and it was a dominant thought. After the fall of the Soviet Union in 1990, documents released reveal that both countries, Communist China and Russia, kept several thousand troops in North Vietnam during the course of the war. The young and the left, of course, hated Johnson, and they hated the war. And they hated Johnson for even conducting the war for any reason, let alone not trying to win it. But I don't blame Johnson for the entire mess. This thing coming out of World War II, when Indochina, as it was called then, President Roosevelt, Joe Stalin, and Winston Churchill met in 1945, and they talked about what was going to happen to the world post-World War II. And they talked about the colonies in the Far East, Vietnam, or Indochina, as it was called then, being one of them. And they decided not to let these countries be free, but they decided to return them to their colonial masters, Vietnam, back to France, in other words. And then in 1954, at the Battle of Dien Bien Phu, when the French were defeated and thrown out of Vietnam, once again, the Vietnamese asked for free elections. And President Eisenhower at that time said, no, there will be no free elections, because he knew who would win if he had only allowed the Vietnamese people their own self-rule, their own free elections. The whole thing could have been avoided, but he would not do that. It all sounds kind of Wilsonian, doesn't it? Looking back at our last series of podcasts, how America views the world in a Wilsonian way. Well, that's all we have for today, folks. It's a long and complicated subject, and so it will take more than one podcast to do it. Next time we will look at President Johnson's domestic agenda, which his daughter would have us remember as his real legacy. Till then, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.